Welcome, sweetie. Before we begin, I'd like you to find a safe, comfortable place to rest. Whether in your bed or in a chair, whatever works for you, whatever allows you to relax and focus on the sound of my voice and the words that I say. So settle down and close your eyes. I'm going to be taking you down deep into trance today, stripping away the outer layers of your thoughts and replacing them with my suggestions, so that after I've taken you down, all that could possibly sashay across the canvas of your mind will be my voice and my words. There will be so very little else, because that's all you'll need here, in this place, this moment. And when you begin to notice that your thoughts smooth over, your body will quiet down with it, relaxing deeper into the surface you're resting on, letting go of all tension and growing number with each second. From the tips of your fingers and toes to the very top of your head. And these sensations will amplify each time you hear me snap my fingers. Each snap will bring you back into focus and allow you to relax deeper in mind and body. This will happen automatically, naturally, as you listen to my voice and follow my lead. Simply listen and follow. Do as I say and enjoy the experience. Immerse yourself as if there were nothing else in the world but this. Our thoughts are like reaching tendrils of electricity, zapping across our minds, from one neuron to another, from concept to concept. They spark into existence deep within the subconscious mind, always first deep within, and reach out across the layers of the mind and ascend into awareness, into the stream of surface thoughts, becoming active, solid participants in the conscious mind. But when they pass that barrier between the unconscious and the conscious, becoming real, they can no longer hide beneath the surface of our perception, allowing us to take stock of each and every one, allowing us to affect them in ways that we wouldn't otherwise. So look deep within yourself now. See and feel the thoughts in your active mind. Picture them as tendrils of non-violent electricity. Some are bigger, wider, longer, those which occupy more of your cognition. Some are smaller, tiny little things barely even established, fizzing out almost as soon as they're created. There are so many, and they all begin at the very core of your underlining, unconscious psyche. You don't need these tendrils to occupy the space where my voice will make its home. So let's create a tool together, a tool to calm your mind, relax your body, and allow you to let go. Let's mold it into creation now. Feel me guide your thoughts as if I were guiding your hands with my own, and build piece by piece a round metallic sphere of shifting colors and hues. It's bright and solid, so much more solid than the thoughts in your head. It's just outside their reach for now. just on the very edge of where the tendrils of your thoughts could stretch. So close, but not quite close enough. But every time I snap my fingers, the sphere advances closer and the tendrils stretch and stretch, begging to be welcomed in, begging to leave and evolve. They want out. They want to be absorbed by the sphere of light, far, far away from your conscious mind, leaving you blank and empty. So that change could happen. Change so drastic and so sudden that it'll take your breath away. So feel the sphere closer and your thoughts reaching out to it, stretching themselves thin and malleable. And you begin to notice how some of the bigger tendrils are pulled right out of your mind and into the core of the orb, which rests so beyond your perception. You feel yourself empty just a little bit. You feel yourself drop down into trance, deeper and deeper, your body loosening, the tension dispersing, and allow your remaining thoughts to snap back onto my voice and my words, because each snap brings you back into my embrace, helping you maintain focus on the words that I say and how they make you feel better and better and emptier. And feel more thoughts, more tendrils of electricity flow across your mind and into the ever-approaching sphere. And focus on my voice, on the sound and the words. And feel your mind empty, becoming calm and free of worry. The sphere growing stronger, attracting more and more in bigger numbers, quicker and more efficiently. Drop deeper. Relax, release your tension, release your mind, release your thoughts. The orb is so close now, each bringing it closer, dropping you deep, making you more suggestible. Focus on my word, focus on my voice, your thoughts escape you. Each thought that forms just wants out. Each new thought forms, and each time it's plucked out by the sphere, by my voice, by my words. Drop deeper now. Drop, drop, drop into my voice. Drop into the trance. Focus on me. Focus on my voice and the sensations of your thoughts rushing over and out of the spaces in your head, leaving you hollow. Feel the vibrations of the sphere as it closes in on you and blends right into your mind, attracting all those tendrils of thought, absorbing them all bit by bit. As they form, as they buzz, they disappear, they vanish, deeper, emptier, calmer, tensions rippling away, way, way on the tides of my snaps and my voice, deeper, empty, thoughts all vanishing into the sphere of magnetic light as soon as they manifest. As soon as a tendril forms, it quickly floats up and into the deepness of the void, out of the context of your perception. Focus on me. Drop deeper into trance. The sphere grows a bit bigger and a bit brighter and rushes into the underlayer of your subconscious mind, from which all thoughts originate. It makes itself a home there, here. In your deep, deep mind. And the sphere pulsates and all the tendrils that may have become thoughts just wilt back onto themselves and dissipate into the sphere before they reach your awareness. Drop deeper, more relaxed, body feeling numb and loose, and more so every second, every word. Mind blank and empty, thoughts being pulled back from your conscious attention before they can be recognized as anything but blips on the far reaches of the edge of your perception. And each allows the sphere nestled in your unconscious mind to absorb them faster and faster and easier, until any thought that you may have had simply doesn't become one. It's sucked into the void in your mind. More and more thoughts with each second that passes, and each that you hear deeper and deeper each time, feeling better and better. Sleep for me and allow your mind to enter that deep state of suggestibility, where changes to your life could happen easily and effortlessly, automatically. My words seep right into you now, because there is nothing between them and the core of your being, because my voice and my words surround you on all sides, from all directions, and from within the orb, so that any thought that you may have is replaced with my words and my voice, and there is nothing else in here aside from my suggestions. So feel them echo in your mind over and over again, and feel as you fall deeper down, sink further, and sleep twice as deep, twice as empty. Sleep twice as suggestible, twice as deep. Sleep twice again as empty, twice again as suggestible. Drop, drop for me. Relax, tension free, loose and calm and empty, blank. Just sleep and listen. Focus on the sound of my voice. You're deep now, and drifting deeper with each word and each second that passes. My suggestions will simply glide right on into the recesses of your mind, freely and pleasantly. Listen and follow as we begin making major changes to your behavior in the way that you most desire.